This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And, you know, head up there for more than one reason. I want you to go ahead and, give me your email address, because every week I send out an email. I let you know who's going to be in the show, kind of topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. And you can decide, you know, I actually shouldn't send it out. Let you guys guess who I'm going to have on. That's interesting. Yeah, I'll let you guys guess who I'm going to have on and the topics we're going to discuss. And that way you can decide, you know, I'll have you on every night instead of just the night you absolutely want to be on or have to be on or whatever. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Yeah, I know. Always in the beginning of the show, it's a rough start. What can I tell you? I've only been doing it for 8 years. You got to give me some time. You got to give me some time to figure it out. Kathy Barnett's going to join me after the first break. She's a Christian, a mom, a wife, an adjunct professor. She's got her head together. She's got her act together when it comes to these things. And we're going to get a perspective. She lives in the Chicago area. That's about as close as I'm going to bring it. I'm going to talk to her about really what's taking place in Chicago. Why is it? Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? Yeah. Why is it that the black community, if you would, the lower socioeconomic communities, keep voting for the Dems, keep bringing the Dems back in? You know what I'm saying? And they get, you know, if you heard the last segment of last night's show, we were talking to someone about education. I said it seems like the black community gets hurt the most when it comes to stuff like that. They get hurt the most when it comes to education and what have you. Anyway, I was going to start with a couple of stories. It doesn't sound like I'm going to get to them, but I'm going to try to get to them. You can believe me. So Hillary says that, I don't even know why do we listen to this? Hillary says that people who chant USA at Trump rallies are un-American. How do you like that? What do you think? You think we should take her seriously? I know. You know, somebody just sent me an email. Look, we'll talk about the garbage in the second hour. We'll talk about the garbage. And two more women showed up. Two more women said to Trump, I'm going to take this. Let me see if they massacre me the way they do others, okay? I'm going to take the same approach towards this that they've taken towards the 20-some-odd women that Billy Clinton has sexually assaulted. How's that? Two women came forward and said Trump did something, so what? They probably brought it on. They're that kind of women. Think about what Hillary said. What did she call them? Skanks? Bimbos? And you guys had no problem with that. Al Gore. There's women that come forward on Al Gore. Have you said anything? No, you don't care. Anyhow, so through one of the wiki, and I tell you guys, I'll if you want, I'll use your name. If you go through the WikiLeaks emails and you find one, you know, find me one other than what's, you know, hitting the internet like crazy, but find some of these that there's obvious nasties in and highlight them and send them to me. Now, Hillary says that people who chant USA at Trump rallies are un-American. Now, in one of her emails, she goes on, and she's talking. God, these people are real piece of work. She goes on and she says, this happened Monday, no, March 7, 2016. Just a thought in the Miami speech. The diverse crowd behind HRC holding the little American flags was very cool. And at one point, a small USA chant broke out. Maybe something like this is already in works. But wonder if tomorrow night we should be more purposeful about generating the USA. We should force the people to chant USA. And that's during her riff about the need for togetherness and unity, assuming that's still part of the speech. With the now they're talking about what's in her speech and how they should get the people riled up and what the people should be doing. With people holding a little American flag, since that's what America is really about. It'd be subtle, yes, powerful. A contrast to the angry white guy chanting USA, or the angry white guys chanting USA at the Trump events. So when Trump, you know, this is broken up. When Trump spews un-American hate talk. Now think about that. So apparently they think it's cute. Come on, let this settle in. They think it's cute to have the little American flags and chant USA in the background, and maybe tomorrow night we can poke it and make it more purposeful. Are we serious? But when this is the difference between the two. When Trump does it, when Trump's people do it, all it is are white angry men, or old white angry men, as it says here, okay, as Trump spews un-American hate talk. So remember I told you I don't really speak English well? I don't totally get it all. Come on, think about this. So apparently, wanting to secure the border is un-American. Wanting to vet people from other countries to make sure they're coming in here, that they're coming in here, okay, that we're going to be safe, that Americans are going to be safe, that apparently is un-American. Wanting to spend money on vets and vet health care rather than refugees is un-American. Right? Think about it. These people are whacked. When we come back, as I told you, Kathy Barnett's going to join us, and we'll get some insight on what's really happening in Chicago. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style, but no one else.
And we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communications. Always a pleasure to have you on board. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. If you're on Facebook, check out Facebook. We have a live stream going on there as well. You can talk to other people. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I always try to bring people on that actually live in it, that are in it, that are dealing with issues, you know, right at the street level, you know. Not even like the 3%er, right? You know, not the 1%er, but the ones in the middle that are actually living life and trying to get their kids off to school and having to pay taxes and, you know, pay a mortgage and all that stuff. Because we don't talk to those people, right? We always get the experts in. And that's not really the people that are living their lives every day. So Kathy Barnett, I've asked her, she's joined us before, and I've asked her to join me today, too. She's a Christian, a mom, a wife, an adjunct professor, and she just does all, you know, a conservative, a veteran. Now, and Kathy, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Always fun. And, you know, I'm watching the pieces that you're writing and your short videos that you put out with the kids in the car or you in the car talking about issues from the heart. I really very much enjoy that. And I think that's the way to do it, because you're talking to us one-on-one, and we're seeing the expression in your face. We're seeing the reality of the stuff that you're going through on a day-to-day basis. So I appreciate you doing that, you know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and you have children, and if you don't mind, I don't boys, girls, how many?
Two, boy, 10, daughter, 7.
Okay, so you've got, we've got 4, 2 boys, 2 girls. So, you know, we're looking at what's going on in the country, we're looking at what's going on around us, and we're saying, my God, what are we leaving for our children? You know what I'm saying?
A mess. I mean, it's real daunting.
Well, I think it's really funny, and I thought it was going to go one direction. I'll hit that in a minute, but somebody just sent me something. I think it's hilarious, and it's true. You know, the role models for our kids, who's setting what's right and wrong? Who's showing them how to deal with life or not deal with life? We've got them with teachers all day long. You know, we've got them with people at baseball games, bowling, whatever it is that you do. We've got to be really careful as to what our kids see and what they understand. Miley Cyrus came out with a... Should fall over now. Here we go. She came out with a comment that she went after Trump big time. Now, think about this. People, think about this. She is mad at Trump for objectifying women.
Hello.
Now,
preach it, Joe.
We are on radio, so you can't see some of the pictures that actually have my face red right now.
Oh,
okay?
My goodness.
Hey, here's a girl that runs around half naked all the time.
Doing some of the most insane things on stage.
Right. Grabbing her own self on a regular basis.
And now all of a sudden, these liberals want to get a conscience. They want to talk about aborting a baby when any part of the child's body is still in the mother's womb. So really, as long as a foot or a toe is in the mother's womb, the mother still has the right to kill that baby. And yet, you want to tell me that you're feeling uncomfortable with some words? But I think Trump said it best. Yes, I said some words that were horrible. I feel bad about them. I've apologized to my family and to the American people, but let's not get words confused with action, because your husband has actually raped women.
Yep.
Bam. And I think that shuts down that conversation.
Now here, I'll throw you what they threw at me, because I wrote a piece with exactly that in it, and they said, Joe, he's not running for office. What do you say to that?
Well, but his wife continuously refers to her husband's experience to help the American people, to help qualify her own lack of experience. So when she brings up her husband as a source of qualification, to bring legitimacy to her own campaign, it's fair game. And when she stands up there trying to talk about someone else's lack of morality, I think someone in her camp should have told her to stay clear from all issues concerning morality, because you have way too many skeletons in the closet.
Well, she called them bimbos and skanks and gold diggers and all that other fun stuff. And I sit here thinking to myself, how do you get away with that, right? How is it that you can look at these women? This is the same. Hillary said that every woman who claims to have been raped or claims to have been sexually assaulted should be believed until proved otherwise. But that's not what happened in his case, and he had to pay some of them to go away. So my contention,
$850,000.
That was one instance I found out after a little digging.
Mm-hmm. So $850,000. He lost his license, got impeached in the House, and yet you continue to bring him up as a source of qualification for your own self, and so his past behavior and probably present behavior is up for debate.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think that it's that double standard that they're setting out for everybody.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
It's a distraction. It's just a distraction. But I love the way Trump. I mean, I have never seen someone get their bottom whooped as Hillary got whooped on that stage during the Sunday debate. I loved it.
Well, you know, I was talking the other day and I just don't get this. I do not understand a couple of things. One is, I hear that you know, in the black community, that Trump is just being snookered. He's not doing well. We're not hearing real, you know, no real black person who has two brain cells to rub together. I'll show you the emails I get could possibly vote for Trump. And I'm thinking, you know what? Here's a guy that He had one of the first African American project managers on, you know, multi-million-dollar projects in New York City. Tell me, so he doesn't like women. He doesn't
all
care
of
for
a
black
sudden,
people.
He's a racist.
Yeah, right. Jesse Jackson was honoring him at a dinner in Chicago.
All of a sudden. But did you see the new WikiLeaks email on Hillary where that came out today, where Hillary? They released an email where Hillary called black people dumb. And let me see if I can pull up that actual email that she said. That we're dumb and that we don't really produce very much. I'm going to have to pull that up so I can quote it exactly.
I don't know.
Because it's priceless.
But it's not just that. Think about something. They call us the elite. They say that we, you know, can't stand people. We hate people and that kind of stuff. Anybody who's not old and white. Yet you look at all the emails that have come back on the DNC. You look at all the emails from WikiLeaks that have come back from her group, from her campaign people. They make fun of Jews. They make fun of black people. They make fun of Christians. Right down the list. The only ones they're petrified to make fun of, it seems, is either one, elitist Democrats, or two, Muslims. Those are the only two groups that they stay away from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, but the thing that I continuously think about, and I think Sunday was just another example that no one will be able to vote for Hillary and say they did not know that this woman was as evil as she is. And I love what Donald Trump said as well, is that you've been in office 30 years, Hillary, and what have you done? And and your experience that we do see, it's all bad experience.
Yeah, there's nothing there that she can hold on to and say, this is what brought a positive result. Hey, we got to go for a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Kathy Barnett joins me. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on. Kathy just drew me totally off there. I'll wait back in. I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, thanks for being with me tonight. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other stations, which you've chosen this one. Thank you so much for being here with me. I've asked Kathy Barnett to join me. And if you've ever checked out her Facebook page or you've ever seen her videos, they go viral because they're from the heart. They're exactly, she's not one of those that's crying all over the place. She's not one of those that's yelling at you like in some of the videos, like some of my videos. But she's really, you can tell, she's speaking from the heart. She's got the kids in the car with her, which tells you she's not using any foul language, right?
Kathy,
I don't know if you heard this, but according to a liberal psychologist, you should swear in front of your kids. You should use foul language in front of your kids from the age of two up, because it helps them get ready for the real world, and it really doesn't hurt them. God now.
I know, right? I mean, like, that's crazy.
Oh. So, you know, again, I want to come back to what we were talking about before, and part of the black community. If the black community would really look at what's going on around them, what the Democratic Party, when Trump said, you couldn't do, you know, worse voting for me, look what they've done to you. Do you know, I'm in education. Do you know who takes the brunt of the bad education? The black community. They're in areas where, even though the teachers are getting paid mega bucks in some of those areas, they have a 70% dropout rate. Why do they keep putting up with it?
It's horrible. You know what? I mean, it has truly been, it started back with Lyndon B. Johnson and his quote-unquote war on poverty. And what that looked like was a welfare system. And from the beginning of that to today, you can track it. The number of children that are growing up in the father in a fatherless home. And you see that across all ethnicities. So it's not just the black community that is dealing with a high fatherless rate. But in the black community, with this whole war on poverty and kind of grouping the black community in these inner cities, like I just learned that 80% of black people live in inner cities. And we all know when you get into the inner city, you need to, you know, there are some places you should not go because it's not the best place to be, and most definitely not typically the best place to raise a family. And yet you have 80% of a race stuck inside of this perpetual cycle of poverty, and this is all they're told. I'm telling you, you know, it's somewhat of a joke that if you're black, then you're Democrat, but there's a lot of truth to that, because if 80% of us are being born and raised in this community that only has one narrative, and that is you're a Democrat no matter what, then the odds are 97% of us will be, you know, I'm black, so I'm Democrat. So it's those of us who come out of that mindset and begin to look at the world with blinders taken off that we begin to pass a new heritage to our children. My children will not be Democrats because their parents are not Democrats, and so they're not born Democrats just because they're black. But think about it, 80% of a population growing up in one particular place with this one narrative that allows them to continue to vote the same Democrats in office year after year after year.
Yeah, I don't see it. And you can take it out of the black community. Look, I grew up in an Italian community in a very poor section of Boston. It was 99.99.99% Democrat, and that's the only people that cared about the poor people. And I grew up in that, so that's what I always believed. I came to California, and when I really, you know, when it had some light left, and I came to California and I saw what was going on between the Republicans and the Democrats, I said, wait a minute. What I'm looking at is the Republicans want to help. And the funny thing about it is that from a biblical perspective, and you know this to be true, and that's the other thing. A large percentage of blacks, not 51, but a large percentage of the blacks don't believe in same-sex marriage. They do believe in traditional family. You know,
yeah.
They believe in all the things that, you know, that...
Very conservative.
Yeah, right. And yet they keep voting for liberal legislators.
But it's a mindset. It's a mindset. Like, they can't even... Let me tell you, I am the only outed conservative in my black family. And let me tell you, I think they would have received the news better had I told them I was an atheist than for me to come out and tell them I'm a conservative. I think they would have responded better if I had said I'm an atheist.
Mom, Dad, I now identify as a white lesbian that's 15.
They would have received that news better. But to say you're conservative and you're going to vote Republican, I mean, you become all kinds of names in the book, you know, like, because it's self-hate, they call you, that you just hate being black, or you're an Uncle Tom, or you're this and you're that, simply because you say, you know, I'm a conservative.
Well, what I think is really funny is when you just said it, do you hate being black? It's like my family, you know, forgive me, I had a Catholic upbringing. I got to tell you, I loved my Catholic upbringing, all right? I didn't experience some of the stuff other people did. I learned discipline. I learned a solid faith and belief in God in my Catholic upbringing. I was brought up by the Roman Catholic priest. So, but anyway, with all of that, my aunt used to have this Bible by her front door. And now that I'm older, I realize it hadn't changed in 50 years. Nobody ever changed a page on it. It was right there at the front door. And when I became a born-again Christian, they were very upset that I left the church. I didn't believe any church. You know, I became part of the church. I don't know what you're thinking here. And it's kind of a mindset that people have. If you're not this, then you have to be bad. You have to be wrong. There is no other way of doing things. And that's very dangerous.
They do not understand it. I mean, even when I, you know, because I'm very aggressive about going back to my family. I have a very loving family. I'm very grateful to God for my family that, you know, although they do not understand me and they think I'm an alien and someone has come and snatched their little Cappy away from them and replace them with this conservative, they're still very loving, very kind, very receptive. But when I even tell them, look, Hillary called black men super predators. How do you feel about that? And they have, I mean, like they, really, they don't even skip a beat. They're like, oh, well, I've been called worse. And it's a, however, you don't want to vote for Trump because you say he's a racist. But I'm telling you, Hillary called black men super predators. How do you feel about that? Surely you're not going to vote for someone who called you a super predator.
Are they afraid of the, are they afraid of conservative Republicans? You know, I've got some Jewish friends that tell me the same thing all the time, that there's a fear that the Jews have of conservative Republicans because we're intolerant, and they equate that to what happened to them under Hitler.
Well, they better wake up and learn some history and see where the Democratic agenda is going, which is embracing the very people that would, that constantly talk about annihilating all Jews.
Yeah, but is the black community as a whole afraid of conservative Republicans? Do they think that they're out to take things away from them or do things to that community?
Yeah, you know, racist, I mean, basically racist, evil, you know, don't want to help, intolerant, you know, just all kinds. But it's really baseless. Because when you say, okay, I'm listening, tell me, how do you know that? You know, then it immediately goes into what I think, I feel, I believe, and then they start sharing personal experiences. And, you know, which, okay, I get that. I get that you're feeling this way, but let's move towards, you know, logic and facts, and let's look at the economy of things. Let's get an understanding of why all of this abject poverty that we're seeing in the inner cities, and yet these inner cities are ran by Democrats. I mean, let's make some connections here. That's the reason why your situation is not improving. And then let's go look at some of the more well-to-do neighborhoods, and let's see what kind of people, political parties are running those communities, and what are some of the things that they're doing in those communities.
You know, we went down the one road because we were talking about how conservative the black community actually is. And, you know, when you talk about from a biblical perspective, what did Christ tell us? He didn't tell us to sit everybody down and feed everybody every night all the time, right? He said that you got to teach somebody how to fish. You have to teach somebody how to take care of themselves. You know, and you feel good about it. If a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. I mean, these are all biblical principles we can pull out. And you come back to people, you say, you understand that by allowing the government to do everything for you, and I don't care whether it's training, you know, job training, giving you welfare money, doing whatever, and I don't care what group you belong to, it is against the word of God to do that. It's unbiblical and it's unhealthy to have the government as your sufficiency. Do you agree?
I agree with that. I mean, right? I mean, like, that's the principles, one of the founding principles of the Constitution of our country, of having a small government, a government that has checks and balances. But today, the fact that Bernie Sanders was even a contender, and he is an out-of-the-closet socialist. Now, Hillary and the rest of them are socialists, but they're in the closet.
I got to have you hold that thought. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kathy Burnett joins me. Don't go far.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
You are some messed up white people.
Humility.
Right. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We've got a live chat room going on there. Or you can head over to Facebook. We have a live feed going on there as well. And there are many, many, many smarter people than I am. And see, I can't even speak right, so it really doesn't much matter. There's many other people in there that are much smarter than I am. We'll put it that way. Kathy Barnett joins me. And Kathy is a Christian, a mom, a wife, and she is a veteran. God, a veteran.
I am.
You look like you're,
yes.
My God, you don't look like you're old enough to be a...
I've lived many lifetimes.
Ah, there you go.
Grateful.
And I'm not asking because it's not the right thing to do, and I'm not going to do it. But anyway,
I look good. I look young.
There you go. But you know what? I did a piece the other night that said I'm not allowed to say that anymore. I can't look at a woman and say, you know, you're a very pretty lady, or you're a very nice lady, or whatever. That's all wrong now. So what is
your... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, you're good with that, right?
I love compliments. I work hard to look like this.
Oh, God. No, it's just ripping everything up. Every sense of morality, reality, whatever you want to call it. Just basic moral niceness.
Puts it all up. You know, it's just crazy. I mean, it's just really crazy. And for those of us who acquiesce and just bow down to that, it's foolishness. And we're the reasons for that. I mean, like, that's one of the reasons why I cannot stand the Never Trumpers. You know, when we have an opportunity to actually effect change, we have one person that is clearly evil. And we have another person who at best may just be carnal in Trump. But Hillary is clear, pure evil. And yet they're going to sit on their hands and go into their little prayer closet. And it just makes no sense at all because it's very unbiblical.
You know, the nastiest, the most nasties I got from my Christian brothers and sisters when I wrote a piece that said, get off your knees, knock it off, and act. Okay? You can have a refrigerator full of food. You can have food pouring out of the pantries. And while you're in the living room begging God for food, you're going to die from starvation when the stuff is right there. Sometimes you just need to act, right?
You know what? I mean, and I challenge every Never Trumper that I see. I mean, just name one time in the Bible where God tells his people, oh, just sit back. I got this. Never. In every single instance where God sends them out to battle, even if it's Jericho, they still had to put on their armor and get out there, march around, and engage in some activities. Even with the Exodus, they still had to go out, slaughter the animals, paint it all over their wall, over their doorposts.
Mm-hmm.
They had to engage. He never said, sit back, pray about it, and I got it. So it's very unbiblical for them to say, I'm just so holy that I just can't pray for them. It's like unclutch your pearls and step down off your high horse because it's crazy and it's unbiblical.
I don't know what the Never Trumpers think is going to happen. You know, let's just go back to you have young children, I have grandchildren, which has made me engage even more as of late. And I'm thinking, you know, if Hillary gets a hold of the Supreme Court, just remember something, people. Forget everything else that's going on. Just forget it all. One thing, that Supreme Court will set the direction of this country for the next 40 to 50 years. Are you honestly willing to leave that in her hands, especially the other night when she said the direction she'd head in? Never mentioned the Constitution one time. Right?
No. Yeah.
So,
no, she didn't, actually.
And you've got little kids. She's talking to a degree about the when it comes to guns, and when she's going to make it next to impossible for somebody to own a gun. I don't want to.
All she talked about was revision. You know, reviving the First Amendment, Revising the Second Amendment, in everywhere you turn, or even with revising our understanding of traditional marriage and solidifying that. And I don't think that we have another 4 years to let her in and then wait 4 more years. But not only with the Supreme Court, but even with what we see going on in Europe right now, Europe is under assault from Islam, and it is horrid what's going on in there. The culture of rape is what they're calling the rape culture that's going on there right now. She is intending in increasing the number of refugees by 500% over what Obama has brought in.
I want you to think about something. Okay, so there was a letter that went out. We did this piece. There was an email that went out from one of the major colleges here in California. In California. And what it basically said was, ladies, you're new. Some of you young girls are new to the school, new to the college experience. You need to watch your drinks. You need to watch over your drinks when you go to the clubs, the bars, the parties. You need to be careful because men will take advantage of you, you know, when they can and as often. You just got to be careful. Well, the left went nuts because that was adding to rape culture. That was putting all the onus on the women and nothing on the male. I didn't see that at all. Maybe I'm brain dead, all right?
Not at all.
Right?
It's
now,
called common sense.
Thank you.
It's called common sense.
Now, in Europe, the leaders are coming out and saying to the same women that up until before the refugees came in could walk the streets, could go do their business or what have you, now saying, you may want to think about wearing a veil. You may want to think about wearing a hijab. You may want to think about, you know, adhering somewhat to Sharia law so you don't get beat up, so you don't have these things happen to you. I'm thinking, my God, really? Is that what we got to now? We have to cow down to them? Seriously.
Yeah. Yes, they do. You know what? And they don't care about Islam. They don't care. You know, Hillary tried to paint this intimate picture about some little Muslim boy she saw with blood on his head. She don't care. They don't care about these people. If they can abort a baby, you know, when it's almost out of his mother's womb, do you seriously think these people have a heart whatsoever? They don't care. Islam, just like the homosexual agenda and like so many other agendas that they have, these are just tools in the hands of globalists. It will allow them to be able to come in and to modify our constitution, our way of thinking and living, in order to accomplish, in their mind, their ultimate goal, which is globalism.
You know what's funny? It's funny. You brought something up, and it just it hit something in me, which was, you know, you talk about what's going on out there, and what was it, Trump? They tried to say that hand gesture he made was because he was making fun of a reporter that had cerebral palsy, and so I posted a piece up on my Facebook page that shows that is not true. If you look at his hand gestures and you look at the whole piece, it actually had nothing to do with that, and. With the kids, you heard what Hillary did at the White House. You have a Secret Service man who said she turned around and said, "Get those effing artards off my lawn." Right? These were special needs kids. This was attested to by a Secret Service agent, and nothing. They nothing. No outrage by the left.
Yeah. None. Silent. I mean, but you know what? But the left has no shame. Look at, as Trump said, it's a debate of one against three.
Yeah.
They were so obvious. I mean, like they were, Cooper at one point qualified Hillary's comment. But what she's really trying to say is, really? I've never seen a commentator for a debate come behind the candidate and say, well, what she was trying to say was, and then add their own two cents and spin on it. They're so shameless. They have no shame. The only shame Democrats have is the shame of losing.
Well,
but short of you losing, you can basically do whatever you want to do and play the game however you want to play. Just don't get caught and don't lose.
Well, the Republicans have let them get away with that. I'm sorry. We have got to start, like the Christians, the conservatives. You know, you send a guy like me to a school board as really truly the lone right wing hardcore Republican, and what do? You leave me there to fry. And you do that you conservatives do that all the time. You do not go back and support the people you send to fight for you.
We crucify our, like we get somebody in there, we pray really, really hard, we pray and we fast, and then God provides an open door of opportunity. We think we win, we go put our hats up and check our coat up, and we just kick back, right? Because we won. Okay, so next. But what the other side does, the liberal progressive Democrats, whatever their name is at the moment, they never give up. They never let a bad idea go to waste.
You're right.
They continue. They continue. They're relentless. Whereas Christian conservatives, Republicans, we win a little battle, and then we're ready to call a night. You know, call it a night.
Yeah, we are battle fighters. We're not in it for the long haul. The Dems are willing to be in it for the long haul. They are willing to fight it out and fight it out and fight it out and be ready for it. And if they lose, they come right back, you know?
They come right back. It's okay. You know what? They learn, and they've also learned the art of doing a wagon, a circle around their people, right? And they insulate their people, even some of the most vile and foul of them. They come around and they insulate them. But what do our people do? They pull a Paul Ryan and they say, I can never vote for a Trump because of what he said 11 years ago.
And again, I opened up the show with Hillary and Hillary's team talking about how they needed to play the game of stimulating people so they'll start chanting USA more at her events. And for Donald Trump, you know, all he had was the old white guys, the un-American old white guys chanting USA.
I am so far from being an old white man.
You don't look like an old white guy. You know,
I am not an old white man. And, you know, I mean, but let me tell you, I mean, like, they're just afraid.
Right.
They really are. And I'm just so careful.
Oh, they're petrified. Petrified.
Oh, yeah. What I see in Donald Trump,
quickly, you've got about 20 seconds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You know what is a humility? I mean, I see him. He's humbling himself, and I'm very grateful for that.
Hey, Kathy, thanks for being with me. How do people find you quickly?
Go to Truth Exchange with Kathy Barnett on Facebook or go to truthexchange.net.
Kathy, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time. I'm Joe Machina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. We'll be back. I got a lot to deal with on the other side of the break, and I'm not telling you. You have to come back to find out. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, hey.